Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste
a little Atlanta rhythm section, bringing us back and having a great visit with our good friend Terry Barber. A little music's for him. He's an Atlanta guy. And I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question. And all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Terry Barber has deposited a body of work that we're growing with. He's growing with us through his visits and other things that he does with us. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. You got a brand new website. I want you to tell us about it. Tell us how we can find it.
Yeah, you can find it by going to giinspiration.com. GI stands for the Global Institute for Inspiration. So giinspiration.com. And what the site is all about is helping organizations, helping companies understand the value of inspiring customers and creating evangelists in their behalf. Because what we have found in all of our survey work, 40% of the customer base of most companies are willing to advocate
right.
in their behalf.
So you're trying to get you want to show people how to grow cheerleaders, customer yeah. cheerleaders for them.
Yes, it's the greatest. It's the greatest and most underutilized asset that a company has. It is your unpaid sales force.
Yeah, the referrals you get, whether they call you and give you a referral or whether they just tell people about it, whatever it takes. That kind of business is golden, isn't it?
Oh, it's golden in their faithful, loyal kinds of customers who it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving.
So, folks, if you want to find out more about what Terry's up to and see what he can do maybe to help you, that's giinspiration.com. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Talk to us about those five markers that we talked in the previous segment about the post recession customer. What are those five things that we need to look for?
Well, understand, first of all, the context came from us having interviewed over 1,700 consumers back
right.
in the month of May. And here's what we learned from them. Number one, that consumers have subconsciously divided their buying into above-the-line expenses and below-the-line expenses. Above the line are brands that have some positive emotional sentiment. That is, they are perceived as being inspiring. Below the line are brands that have little to no emotional sentiment at all.
Right.
Good example of above the line brand is Apple, Starbucks, Tom's Shoes.
Right.
Example
I'm going to pay those. I'm going to pay a premium for those products because I think they're worth it.
Yeah, exactly. They're inspiring. But an example of entire categories that are below the line from what we found in our work are oil companies and financial services.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, with all the money that these companies and these industries are spending in and around marketing, why have they not been able to cross that line to move from bottom to top? And it's got to be because they have yet to be able to line up mm-hmm. this sense of authenticity that we talked about earlier,
right.
Jim,
right.
of being able to match their message mm-hmm. with their delivery.
Well, and some industries and many companies are way behind. Small business owners, we can't afford to be behind. Go ahead. What's the next one?
So the next one has everything to do with what used to be great, great promises, entitlements. Are really now all that they are, things like low price guarantee, money back guarantee. Even the term quality used to be something that you could message around and it would really motivate and inspire
right.
customers to want to come and try you out.
That just now, sounds like manipulation now, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And besides that, it sounds like what everybody else is saying.
Right.
So it's not going to be the kind of attraction that it once was. Those things are now just assumed.
Right.
And you cannot expect that if you're going to base your business growth and your business messaging
right.
around that it's going to be productive.
That comes back to what I said earlier about values and authenticity.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Sam, what's the next one?
The third one is word of mouth is really the holy grail for marketers now. Mm-hmm. The latest research that we have says that consumers are now making buying decisions 71% of the times based on public and personal reviews. And in fact, there's a whole new category of
user-generated content. That's what we talked about earlier.
Yeah,
I'm looking to make a purchase right now, and I'm finding as much as I can about what other people are saying about the products, what they think are important, and what they think about the company that's behind these.
Yeah, and how to put that into place has everything to do with not just creating a focus group to bounce ideas off of,
right,
of customers,
right,
but actually getting customers involved and engaged and collaborating,
right,
with you,
right,
on creating the message,
mm-hmm,
and creating the kind of what we refer to as brand story,
right,
that's really going to catch on and get traction.
Right. All right, what's the next one?
The fourth one is that customers assume, okay, they assume that employees, even third-party representatives, are the personification of a brand.
Right.
So, and we've always known that employees play a vital part, but never like now. And we mentioned this slightly in the first segment. But now customers act very much like a brand police, armed with surveillance cameras, microphones.
Yep, and they're gonna tell folks about you. All right, quickly, the last one.
The last one is customers want to be a part of something bigger than just a product.
Wow.
So I love the story of Fiskars, who is nothing more than an orange-handled pair of scissors that was a B2B business,
right,
who's created an entire movement by attaching real purpose, that is scrapbooking, around,
right,
their product.
Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.